I forgot they were built. Okay. Babe, mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question about my friend's relationship?
Sure.
So, or not her relationship, but like what she's going through. So, I have somebody that I know that I think is a good woman by our definition of that.
Okay. All right. Because I was wondering if it was like good woman, or like, you know, my girl, you know, my girl. She's just so good because that's my girl. But all right.
Our definition. Okay, wait. So, what is a good woman to you?
What is a good woman to me? That's tough. You put me on the spot, but your friend, you go vouch for your friend, like, oh, you know, she a good woman, you know. I'm like, is she, you know, just like boys, we are. Yeah, I'm a vouch for my boy. You know that nigga ain't shit, but that's your boy. So that's why I was like,
okay, so no, this is not one of those situations.
No, you said our definition, so you know, I assume that like she's on like your level, you know, somewhere in that spectrum. So all right.
But there's a problem.
All right.
So, well, not a problem, maybe. So, basically, the thing is that she's, like, I totally respect that she's, like, wanting, like, a partner to be in her life. And she is single. She's taking care of her own situation. She has a daughter, one child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's funny. She's a prayerful woman. You know, like, hardworking, loves to laugh, have a good time, whatever. Dresses nicely, all that.
Where's the butt?
She can cook.
There's a butt in here.
So?
There's a butt in here somewhere.
Have you ever seen My Fair Lady?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a movie about this woman. Well, it's a movie about this woman who basically has no social grace. Or very little of it.
Oh, okay.
And so...
She's a little rough around the edges, what you're saying?
Yes.
Or a lot of rough around the edges.
No, it's weird because she's like... like, she's not and she is.
Is it either she is or she ain't?
Wait, no. Because like... like, she understands these things.
But?
But it doesn't, like... there's not... she's not elegant.
Okay.
I guess. She's intelligent and articulate.
This, but just it, not... That's two different things. And
okay, then... maybe she's not articulate. Maybe, yeah. She is.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Something's there, though, that comes across as very, like...
she rough around the edges. Okay.
Yeah.
She's rough around the edges. She ain't dainty, is what you're saying.
Well, neither am I dainty, but, like...
no, but you got dainty-like qualities. Like, you can look at you and be like, oh, yeah, she might be a little dainty here and there.
Okay,
you ain't giving, like... rough.
Okay, so I'll take that back. Like, yeah, I mean, generally...
that New York might come out every now and then when you start talking. That's why I know you're feeling a little rough. But other than that, be like, nah, you're pretty dainty, so...
okay, well, maybe you're right. But, right, like, so, like, there's femininity. That's the word.
Okay.
There we go. All
right.
It's not like she's walking out here like, hey, yo, my son. But
all right.
But it's not exactly like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, okay. It's not exactly gentle either.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
What up, my son? What up, son? Yo, kid.
Like, she, rough around the edges describes it.
Rough around the edges, okay.
And
okay.
Maybe needs to, like, know when to rein in the sex.
Would I know at first glance that she's rough around the edges? If I saw her, I'd be like, oh, yeah, she might be a little rough.
If she wasn't at work? No.
if she wasn't at work.
Right. At work could give that vibe.
What'd she do?
If I tell too much information, all she right, listens to this podcast.
Okay, all right.
She's going to know it's her. All
right. Well, she might think it's her anyway, just because she rough around the edges. She talking about me?
There's a lot of people who are rough around the edges that I know.
I know she's talking about me. Your phone gonna blow up after this.
Oh my god. And it's always gonna be the wrong person.
Girl, was you talking about me?
Nothing to do
I
with
know
that.
You were talking about me. How you gonna put my business out here in the street?
First of all, I didn't even identify you. And I didn't even say what you did for a living.
That's how you know you're rough though. I hit dog a holler, I'm just saying.
But the thing is, back to the point.
What you mean I'm rough? Alright, go ahead.
So the point is, like, how do I express to her that the qualities that she wants in a man, it might be interestingly, it might be your face right now. It might be like tricky. Okay, wait. She's gonna have to find someone who's like a lot of hip hop and a lot, and then the rest is all gentlemen.
What? What? Or is like, this one of them like build a thug situations again?
Like, I just feel like,
oh, I want a roughneck, but I want him to be like a scholar at the same time. Is this one of these scenarios?
But that's the thing, like, I feel that around certain professional men who may not feel quite tethered to their maybe upbringing or other life or urban life may find,
oh, you talking about brothers that like got like a professional job but they still like about it,
like she needs,
she's
like
she's looking for a James St. Patrick,
like, yeah.
I need a ghost,
like like I feel like it's not that she needs to be with a professional guy. I like she's looking for like a, let's just call it an Adidas gentleman. How about that?
I'm gonna call it James St. Patrick. That's what I'm gonna call that.
Or not that she's looking for that, or that she even knows she's looking for that. But I know. Okay, so being around men who would fall into one category, right? Those men,
what,
generally.
What category is that? Because you'd be real vague right now.
Okay. All right. So, being around gentlemen, let's just say that. Men who are polite and respectful and chivalrous and, you know, know how to lead. We'll say that.
Uh-huh.
But. And. Generally, those men, generally, okay, because this is not all, are maybe not inclined to want to be, to bring a woman into their world on a very serious basis.
How hood is she? How hood is she?
Are we saying she's hood though?
You gave me hood vibes just then.
I'm just. Like,
if they don't want to bring her around, they
I didn't say they don't. I never said that, but they probably wouldn't.
Because?
Well, not that they probably wouldn't, but like, because there's some guys out there that don't care and they like that. But like, I just feel like what she wants to, what she's looking for in a partner is like.
She wanted that relationship like it set it off. Where they had like, Jada was with Blair Underwood.
No, like she wants the soft life.
Okay.
Right.
But she rough around the edges.
Right.
So it's like sandpaper rubbing on cotton.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out how to help her find out what kind of guy she actually wants. Or how to politely tell her she needs me to help her. Because, see, I don't want to do that. Because, like, I don't want to change her. But then it's like, if... So, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Okay. And what does her dating pool generally look like?
Ooh. I can say that on the podcast?
I mean, that's your friend.
How do I say this in French?
How about you say it in Spanish? Because I don't speak French.
I don't know how to say fuck boy in Spanish.
Oh, well, you can say it in English. It's how
I'm sorry. Just fine.
All right.
You know, fudge boys.
You know, fuck boys generally are not fudge boys and gentlemen typically never go in the same sentence, okay?
But they like, yeah.
I mean, some of them can be.
They're not serious. They just be doing whatever.
Be doing whatever.
Yeah.
See, there it is. I told you.
Be doing whatever. Nah, they do whatever.
Okay. Wait, so what if you, all right, you her girlfriend, if you had to advise her, what would you advise her to do?
Girl, you sound ratchet and you need to change that real quick, because that's cute when it's just you and me, but in front of a dude, it's a no-go.
Oh, boy, all right. So she was talking like Cardi and Megan all the time?
Close.
Okay, all right.
Close. Nah, but see, Cardi... It's hard because Cardi's savage with her mouth, right? She's reckless. But this girl is not as reckless, but she's like a professional gangster.
Professional gangster. Okay, yeah, so she need a James Ape. She need a ghost. She need a ghost. She need another professional gangster.
Like, she cleans up nice.
Digs
all of that. Like, she knows how to speak to people, but it's not what she says.
It's how she says it.
It's how she says it. So it can be the most articulate, intelligent statement ever, but the delivery just comes off wild.
Okay. She doesn't need a professional gangster then.
How? Okay, so what? Where am I finding that? How do we do that? What does that look like?
I mean, there are guys who are professionals who can come out the exact same way.
That's what I need for her. Because I don't want her to change. Do you know what I mean?
But like, she's not going to change.
She could probably change if she wanted to. But I don't want her to change. I think she's great the way she is.
Then what's the problem?
We got to find a person, though.
How did we get tasked with this?
No, we didn't, but like...
But how'd you get tasked with this?
Because I'm tired of seeing her single.
Oh, but that... What if...
And so is she. She said it.
So how did you get tasked to do this then, and, you know...
Because I want to see my friend happy.
Well, is she in situations where she can find a professional gangster?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure there are plenty of opportunities where she can go out and find the said people.
Well, how would she know where to find them?
You go to a professional event and you screen them. If you keep looking in the same places, you're going to keep finding the same shit. If you go to different places, you know, like some of these, like maybe there's like a professional gala with a profession that she's in. Maybe she go on, like, if she's in the dating app world, you know, try to expand her boundaries on that. Yeah, go somewhere different. Go to a different pond to fish.
Go out of state.
Out of state might work. It might work.
I met you in Delaware.
Huh? You did meet me in Delaware. So yeah, I mean, but you never know. Yeah, like, again, you never know. You never know. If you're always fishing the same pond, you're always gonna get the same fish.
So then you agree with me that she should just stay herself.
Yeah. If she wants to be her, if she's doing not going to change, because somebody like that doesn't sound like she really is going to change, but I'm pretty sure somebody will like her for who she is. She just got to find what she's looking for, but if she can't find it where she keep going to the same spot, then she need to change location.
So, in summary, she needs to go find her a guy, go to places where she can meet the type of guy that she's attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not to say that every man who she's going to meet at these events is going to be like a perfect gentleman. You can meet a sophisticated asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what advice would you have for her?
I don't really know the girl personally. But if, how, like I said, I'm trying to get a feel for how rough around the edges she may or may not be.
It's not terrible. Like, she's not walking around here, like, ratchet and asking people to run their chain.
Okay.
Like, we're not there at all. It's just, it's more of a, like, you know, you are going to speak the way that you're used to speaking when you're surrounded by the same type of people. So it's more that she doesn't, it's less that she doesn't code switch, because she does to some degree. But it's just like, there's some factors in it that's like, yo, I'm gonna go smoke this blunt right now, kind of thing.
I mean, there are professionals who can come out that way.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, that's what I mean. Like, those parts about her are totally like.
And there's time and place for everything. You just got to meet the right guy that, you know, that comes out the same way.
That gets her, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, that's what I want for her. Like,
but you can't. But you can't. You can't necessarily rush that. And, you know, and then, you know, like I said, it depends on the scenarios that she walks into.
I think that's great advice, though. I think what you're saying, though, really does hold weight. Because I definitely don't want her to change. And I do think she needs to lean into her femininity. Uh-huh. I'm always going to be in support of that.
Right. And I'm pretty sure with the right guy, she would be, I guess, willing to be vulnerable enough to lean into that.
But in the same breath, I don't want it to be like, oh, okay, I completely, you know, she completely presents this persona that she isn't. Because right. Ultimately, that's not going to go well.
But I mean, she could still be herself and be feminine at the same time, can she not?
She can.
Then I don't know where the conflict is. Cause if she struggles with her femininity, you know, around the right guy, then that's a whole different scenario altogether.
Right. So I think we have to check that out. I'm gonna definitely talk to her about it. I'll be back to give you an update.
Cool. And I hope you're willing to talk more about it if you need more advice.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.